It's a brisk December morning in Swope, and Sarah Murphy is tacking up her 24-year-old Percheron thoroughbred cross named Rob Roy for a 12-mile trek to Stewart's Draft. The day before, they'd walked more than 10 miles to Swope, crashing for the night at the home of pipeline protesters.
You're almost there, buddy.
Almost there. But, you know, I've been telling them that, like, every day.
Yeah,
so.
For weeks.
Not quite weeks. I think I started, you know, a few days ago being like, all right, we're really, really almost there.
Murphy, 35, and Rob Roy have been riding this first leg of the 600-mile Atlantic Coast Pipeline route since September 26th. Murphy travels light, armed primarily with an iPhone, camping supplies, horse food, and a machete for clearing brush out of the way. They've ridden all the way to Weston, West Virginia, through rain, sleet, and mud, narrowly dodging logging trucks on mountain highways. They've passed watchful pipeline workers and relied on the kindness of strangers to take them in.
People pass me off from one person to the next. It's kind of like an underground railroad.
And now, 2 days before their journey is scheduled to end back in Afton, they're both dead tired. Rob Roy looks underweight. Murphy doesn't even bother to ride him anymore. She instead walks ahead of him with a lead line. The day before, he laid down on the side of the road and refused to budge. Why is Murphy doing this?
I have friends that are going to eminent domain. You know, I grew up in Augusta County, and there's a huge portion that's coming through there. And, you know, I grew up running around in the fields and playing on the land and riding horses. And it's coming close to our farm in Afton. And we are in the process of trying to put together a vintage camper campground on the 5 acres to kind of capitalize on the agritourism that's happening there. And, you know, you think about if something happens to all these breweries and wineries with the water source, that's a lot of businesses. I wanted to see also what it's about. You know, we've not had it here in this area.
For Murphy, the pipeline is personal. Still, she approaches the journey with an open mind.
I mean, it got to the point where people would just come to me on the side of the road and pull over and tell me kind of their experiences and what was happening to them. And, you know, you look at this issue and it's so polarizing and it feels so black and white. But within that, there's so much complexity and so many different facets and layers to what's happening. And I haven't changed probably at the heart of it how I feel. But, you know, I am looking at kind of a wider range of it and the, you know, repercussions of outcomes.
Like the woman she stayed with in West Virginia, her husband is a crane contractor hoping to work on the Atlantic Coast Pipeline in state so he can stay home with his wife and kids instead of having to travel out of state for work. The trek has made Murphy think more deeply about a lot of things. Hiking alone with a horse for months will do that.
That idea that people have it all figured out, or that I do know exactly what I'm doing. I don't. I mean, every day I have to kind of figure out, well, what's our goal today? What is our motivation today? And I mean, I don't know what the day is going to bring me. I know we're going to walk a lot.
The experience has deepened her already close relationship with Rob Roy. This is their second environmental trek together. The first was a 10-day ride from Bridgewater to Whitesburg, Kentucky, to witness the devastation of mountaintop removal.
You know, we drive each other crazy. Sometimes it's like an old married couple where we just get sick of each other. And
Murphy says she's learned a lot from Rob Roy.
You know, I'm so focused on where we're trying to get to for the day. And, you know, he'll just stop and I'll turn around and there'll be like a beautiful vista, mountain beyond mountain, or, you know, just something that needed to be seen that will stick with me forever. So he's good at calling out those moments.
And now it's time to resume their journey. Rob Roy is all tacked up for the 12-mile trek to Stewart's Draft. They're slated to spend that night with another pipeline protester. Rob Roy stops on the hardtop, refusing to move. Murphy has to gently coax him forward.
Good boy.
It's going to be a long day, but Rob Roy does eventually make it back to Afton 2 days later. He ended up laying down in the road once. But now he's home, resting up and gaining back his weight. They'll resume the second leg of their trek to North Carolina, where the pipeline ends come spring, if Rob Roy is fit enough to handle it. For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.